you're here. Fellowship sweeter, knowing you're near.
Magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Thursday, April 14th, 2022. Two things I must point out right away. Tim is not feeling well, so on short notice, I'm jumping in, but I have a special program for you today. And if you tune in for most of the Mark and Friends broadcasts, I always open up with a scripture. Well, today you're going to hear a rendering, a reading of Mark chapter 14 and 15. Because I wanted to play some songs of lament or contemplative songs with this being Maundy Thursday, and I thought I'd do some scripture, and I found some wonderful dramatized readings on the internet. Thank you, God, for technology. And so I'm going to allow God's Word to be the focus, the grounding, hopefully causing us to contemplate this Holy Week, this Maundy Thursday. And so I hope you can stay with me for the next 20 or so minutes. This special reading you're about to hear will begin in Mark chapter 14.
After 2 days, it was the Passover and the Feast of Unleavened Bread, and the chief priests and the scribes sought how they might take him by trickery and put him to death.
Not during the feast, lest there be an uproar of the people.
And being in Bethany at the house of Simon the leper, as he sat at the table, a woman came having an alabaster flask of very costly oil of spikenard. Then she broke the flask and poured it on his head. But there were some who were indignant among themselves.
Why was this fragrant oil wasted? For it might have been sold for more than 300 denarii and given to the poor.
And they criticized her sharply.
Let her alone. Why do you trouble her? She has done a good work for me. For you have the poor with you always, and whenever you wish, you may do them good. But me you do not have always. She has done what she could. She has come beforehand to anoint my body for burial. Assuredly, I say to you, wherever this gospel is preached in the whole world, what this woman has done will also be told as a memorial to her.
Then Judas Iscariot, one of the 12, went to the chief priests to betray him to them. And when they heard it, they were glad and promised to give him money. So he sought how he might conveniently betray him. Now on the first day of unleavened bread, when they killed the Passover lamb, his disciples said to him,
"Where do you want us to go and prepare that you may eat the Passover?"
And he sent out two of his disciples and said to them,
"Go into the city, and a man will meet you carrying a pitcher of water. Follow him. Wherever he goes in, say to the master of the house, 'The teacher says, where is the guest room in which I may eat the Passover with my disciples?' Then he will show you a large upper room, furnished and prepared. There, make ready for us."
So his disciples went out and came into the city and found it just as he had said to them, and they prepared the Passover. In the evening he came with the 12. Now as they sat and ate, Jesus said,
"Assuredly, I say to you, one of you who eats with me will betray me."
And they began to be sorrowful and to say to him one by one,
"Is it I? Is it I?"
"It is one of the 12 who dips with me in the dish. The Son of Man indeed goes just as it is written of him. But woe to that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It would have been good for that man if he had never been born."
And as they were eating, Jesus took bread, blessed and broke it, and gave it to them.
"Take, eat. This is my body."
Then he took the cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, and they all drank from it.
"This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for many. Assuredly, I say to you, I will no longer drink of the fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new in the kingdom of God.
And when they had sung a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives.
All of you will be made to stumble because of me this night. For it is written, I will strike the shepherd, and the sheep will be scattered. But after I have been raised, I will go before you to Galilee.
Even if all are made to stumble, yet I will not be.
Assuredly, I say to you that today, even this night, before the rooster crows twice, you will deny me three times.
But he spoke more vehemently.
If I have to die with you, I will not deny you.
And they all said likewise. Then they came to a place which was named Gethsemane, and he said to his disciples,
Sit here while I pray.
And he took Peter, James, and John with him, and he began to be troubled and deeply distressed.
My soul is exceedingly sorrowful, even to death. Stay here and watch.
He went a little farther and fell on the ground and prayed that if it were possible, the hour might pass from him.
Abba, Father, all things are possible for you. Take this cup away from me. Nevertheless, not what I will, but what you will.
Then he came and found them sleeping.
Simon, are you sleeping? Could you not watch 1 hour? Watch and pray, lest you enter into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak.
Again he went away and prayed and spoke the same words. And when he returned, he found them asleep again, for their eyes were heavy, and they did not know what to answer him. Then he came the third time and said to them,
Are you still sleeping and resting? It is enough. The hour has come. Behold, the Son of Man is being betrayed into the hands of sinners. Rise, let us be going. See, my betrayer is at hand.
And immediately, while he was still speaking, Judas, one of the 12, with a great multitude with swords and clubs, came from the chief priests and the scribes and the elders. Now his betrayer had given them a signal.
Whomever I kiss, he is the one. Seize him and lead him away safely.
As soon as he had come, immediately he went up to him.
Rabbi, Rabbi.
And kissed him. Then they laid their hands on him and took him. And one of those who stood by drew his sword and struck the servant of the high priest and cut off his ear. Then Jesus answered and said to them,
Have you come out as against a robber, with swords and clubs to take me? I was daily with you in the temple teaching, and you did not seize me. But the scriptures must be fulfilled.
Then they all forsook him and fled. Now, a certain young man followed him, having a linen cloth thrown around his naked body. And the young men laid hold of him, and he left the linen cloth and fled from them naked. And they led Jesus away to the high priest, and with him were assembled all the chief priests, the elders, and the scribes. But Peter followed him at a distance, right into the courtyard of the high priest. And he sat with the servants and warmed himself at the fire. Now the chief priests and all the council sought testimony against Jesus to put him to death, but found none. For many bore false witness against him, but their testimonies did not agree. Then some rose up and bore false witness against him.
We heard him say, "I will destroy this temple made with hands, and within 3 days I will build another made without hands."
But not even then did their testimony agree. And the high priest stood up in the midst and asked Jesus,
"Do you answer nothing? What is it these men testify against you?"
But he kept silent and answered nothing. Again the high priest asked him,
"Are you the Christ, the Son of the Blessed?"
"I am. And you will see the Son of Man sitting at the right hand of the power and coming with the clouds of heaven."
Then the high priest tore his clothes.
"What further need do we have of witnesses? You have heard the blasphemy. What do you think?"
And they all condemned him to be deserving of death. Then some began to spit on him, and to blindfold him, and to beat him.
"Prophesy!"
And the officers struck him with the palms of their hands. Now as Peter was below in the courtyard, one of the servant girls of the high priest came. And when she saw Peter warming himself, she looked at him and said,
"You also were with Jesus of Nazareth."
"I neither know nor understand what you are saying."
And he went out on the porch, and a rooster crowed. And the servant girl saw him again, and began to say to those who stood by,
"This is one of them."
But he denied it again. And a little later, those who stood by said to Peter again,
"Surely you are one of them, for you are a Galilean, and your speech shows it."
Then he began to curse and swear,
"I do not know this man of whom you speak."
A second time, the rooster crowed. Then Peter called to mind the word that Jesus had said to him,
"Before the rooster crows twice, you will deny me 3 times.
And when he thought about it, he wept.
In case you just tuned in or missed my opening remarks, Tim is not feeling well today, and so I'm filling in and trusting that God's word being read, especially Mark chapter 14, which you just heard, and now we'll hear chapter 15, as I trust and pray it'll lay some great groundwork for this Maundy Thursday, for this Holy Week, so we can be best prepared for Resurrection Sunday. And tomorrow, Pastor Jason Schiffel will be on with me for the Friday edition of Mark and Friends, and he'll give a summary overview of this week and why we look forward to Resurrection Sunday. Here's a dramatized reading of Mark chapter 15.
Immediately in the morning, the chief priests held a consultation with the elders and scribes and the whole council. And they bound Jesus, led him away, and delivered him to Pilate. Then Pilate asked him,
"Are you the king of the Jews?"
"It is, as you say."
And the chief priests accused him of many things, but he answered nothing.
"Do you answer nothing? See how many things they testify against you?"
But Jesus still answered nothing, so that Pilate marveled. Now at the feast, he was accustomed to releasing one prisoner to them, whomever they requested. And there was one named Barabbas, who was chained with his fellow rebels. They had committed murder in the rebellion. Then the multitude, crying aloud, began to ask him to do just as he had always done for them. But Pilate answered them,
"Do you want me to release to you the king of the Jews?"
For he knew that the chief priests had handed him over because of envy. But the chief priests stirred up the crowd, so that he should rather release Barabbas to them.
What then do you want me to do with him whom you call the King of the Jews?
So they cried out again.
Crucify him!
Why?
Crucify!
What evil has he done?
But they cried out all the more. So Pilate, wanting to gratify the crowd, released Barabbas to them, and he delivered Jesus, after he had scourged him, to be crucified. Then the soldiers led him away into the hall called Praetorium, and they called together the whole garrison. And they clothed him with purple, and they twisted a crown of thorns, put it on his head, and began to salute him.
Hail, King of the Jews!
Hail, King of the Jews!
Then they struck him on the head with a reed and spat on him. And bowing the knee, they worshipped him. And when they had mocked him, they took the purple off him, put his own clothes on him, and led him out to crucify him. Then they compelled a certain man, Simon a Cyrenian, the father of Alexander and Rufus, as he was coming out of the country and passing by, to bear his cross. And they brought him to the place Golgotha, which is translated, place of a skull. Then they gave him wine mingled with myrrh to drink, but he did not take it. And when they crucified him, they divided his garments, casting lots for them to determine what every man should take. Now it was the third hour, and they crucified him. And the inscription of his accusation was written above, "The King of the Jews." With him, they also crucified two robbers, one on his right and the other on his left. So the scripture was fulfilled, which says, "And he was numbered with the transgressors." And those who passed by blasphemed him, wagging their heads and saying,
"Aha! You who destroy the temple and build it in 3 days, save yourself and come down from the cross."
Likewise, the chief priests also, mocking among themselves with the scribes.
"He saved others. Himself he cannot save. Let the Christ, the King of Israel, descend now from the cross, that we may see and believe."
Even those who were crucified with him reviled him. Now, when the sixth hour had come, there was darkness over the whole land until the ninth hour. And at the ninth hour, Jesus cried out with a loud voice, saying,
"Elo, lama, sabachthani,"
which is translated,
my God, why have you forsaken me?"
Some of those who stood by when they heard that said,
"Look, he's calling for Elijah."
Then someone ran and filled a sponge full of sour wine, put it on a reed, and offered it to him to drink.
"Let him alone. Let us see if Elijah will come to take him down."
And Jesus cried out with a loud voice and breathed his last. The veil of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. So when the centurion who stood opposite him saw that he cried out like this and breathed his last, he said,
"Truly this man was the Son of God."
There were also women looking on from afar, among whom was Mary Magdalene, Mary, the mother of James the Less and of Joses, and Salome, who also followed him and ministered to him when he was in Galilee, and many other women who came up with him to Jerusalem. Now, when evening had come, because it was the preparation day, that is, the day before the Sabbath, Joseph of Arimathea, a prominent council member, who was himself waiting for the kingdom of God, coming and taking courage, went into Pilate and asked for the body of Jesus. Pilate marveled that he was already dead, and summoning the centurion, he asked him if he had been dead for some time. So when he found out from the centurion, he granted the body to Joseph. Then he bought fine linen, took him down, and wrapped him in the linen. And he laid him in a tomb which had been hewn out of the rock, and rolled a stone against the door of the tomb. And Mary Magdalene, and Mary the mother of Joses, observed where he was laid.
Listening friend, I hope you were blessed by this special broadcast during today's edition of Mark and Friends, the Thursday edition. We'll continue in this Holy Week with an overview of this Holy Week, beginning with Palm Sunday, ending with Resurrection Sunday on tomorrow, the Friday edition of Mark and Friends, as Pastor Jason Schiffel will join me in the studio. So I hope you can tune in for that. But may the scripture readings today and the fact that it's Maundy Thursday awaken in us the great love that the Lord Jesus Christ has for us all. The price that he paid, the mission that he accomplished, the desire that he has that we'll all come to know him, to believe in him, to ask for forgiveness, to see him as our Lord and Savior. Listening friend, may this be a day that you make a decision to follow Jesus so that this Resurrection Sunday will be your best day ever. If you have questions about the Christian faith or how to follow Jesus or can I trust the Bible, what does it mean to be a Christian, can I have a relationship with God, any and all questions can be answered by our good friends at 1-888-NEED-HIM. That's 1-888-NEED-HIM. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you and have a great day and night.